evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lemons Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street in Boomer, New York. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink from only out to New York, and there is one more station behind me, Jeff.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt and Oneana checking in by EchoLink. I'm the last one on the queue, Jeff.
All right, there's two EchoLink stations. We'll start with KD2 FPM. Kevin James, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and a good evening everyone up north. KD2 FPM out here in Oneonta. I got 38 degrees on the outside, partly cloudy skies, and we hit 50 degrees here today. I was really surprised. Well, I shouldn't have been. I knew it was coming, but it's still, I mean, for the end of January to be at 50 degrees is just kind of wild. You know, think about it. This time last year, we were in the deep freeze, and we just couldn't fight our way out of it if we tried to. So, but I won't hold the repeater down. I'll sit back and listen. I'm actually working my weather forecast as I got to record a few right now. So I'll sit tight and listen. 7-3, KD2 FM, back to net control.
All right. Yeah, I remember last year this time pretty well, actually. We were either on our way or we just arrived to New Orleans for Mardi Gras for a week. Yeah, I missed that. I missed a lot of that cold that week, and that was nice. Anyway, all right, Kevin, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2, JWC, Matt, good evening. And, yeah, I'm fine with all the whatever nets you guys want to pick up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's fine. I think we got every other night covered. We usually have Bob on Thursdays and Saturdays, and we have Kathy on Fridays, me on Sunday, so that leaves the rest of those open. So feel free to take those days whenever you want. And what's going on with you tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, everyone up in North Country. Just showing 39 degrees here in Oneonta. And there's actually a little bit of a wind chill of 37 degrees with a 6 mile per hour wind. I will pick up Tuesday. I'll cover Tuesday for you. And the two nights of Tuesdays that I can't cover, I'll let Kevin know and he'll plan on just taking it. And we will try and help you fill in Monday and Wednesday. So hopefully you should have everything covered decently. Glad we could try to help you out, guys out. Kevin and I were talking about it because we've seen there are some nights there that no one came in to do with the net, so usually he took it, and I hadn't talked to you or anyone yet on trying to become a net controller, so I didn't want to jump in there without being okayed to do it. So glad I could catch up with you and talk to you on that, and we'll try to help you out the best we can. This is KD2JWC, back in net control.
Matt, well, we appreciate it. It's always hard to find people to fill. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's there. We used to have Dan was in there for a while, then his antenna had issues, so he hasn't been on in a while, and well, you know how that goes. All right, well, thanks, and we look forward to hearing you guys these upcoming weeks and when he can do it. All right, according to my screen, that's the last EchoLink station. So this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
10-2-PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5-AOW, good evening.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. Got a temperature here of 35 degrees on the mountainside in Watson. And the temperature range today was very slight, only 31 to 35. And here, ice falling off the roof and stuff. And I think tonight I'm going to get a good sleep and just run the gas heater for the night. Tonight and tomorrow night, and it'll be little break for me there with the wood stove. So, nothing too much else going on, so we'll say God bless at 73, then 2 PFM clear.
Alright, George, it's a good time to do it when the weather's not as cold, so you won't burn through as much gas. And who knows, maybe you'll get a few days and you'll be able to clean out the wood stove if you want. All right, George. Well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. N5AOW, George. Busy day today. Took the dog for a run. Got a few things done that way. Looked for something I couldn't find in the garage. Gave up on that. And since it warmed up, I got my truck up, took the plow off, got the truck washed, at least got the salt and the dirt and everything off of it. Then I got the car and took that out of the garage and cleaned that up. I think that was worse than my truck. But anyway, they're both clean and back under cover again, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going anywhere unless the roads are dry and clear. I got high hopes on that one, don't I? So that's about it. And while I was doing the, I don't know, the truck or the car, boy, I tweaked my back again. So I seem to have a penchant for keeping that doggone thing out of joint somehow. And hopefully I'll get it back squared away with a little bit of sleep and a little bit of brandy. So I'm going to try that a little later on. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW, back to Net Control.
Well, I hope your back feels better. If a little bit of brandy doesn't help, try a lot of it. Try a little bit more, I should say. Anyway, I was on the same page with you there. I took the truck out, I don't know, around 3 o'clock or so, and went down and got it washed at the car wash. I waited in line, basically. Both car washes had lines. So I waited for a while. I was all right. I just made some phone calls for a while and talked to people while I was waiting to get into the bay. And good day for it. Good day to get all that that layer of crusty salt that's on everybody's cars right now. So the truck looks good right now. It's not as white. You know, it looks a lot better. But, all right, Bob. Thanks for checking in. Hope you feel better. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, work today. We work a lot this week, but Friday night we took off and we had some fun with some friends I hadn't seen in a while. And Saturday kind of took it easy. I got this cold again. This is like the fourth cold I think I've gotten since summertime. I don't know what it is. They're all on me. You know, when I used to smoke years ago, I never got a cold. I think I went 10 or 15 years without getting a cold. And as soon as I quit, that first year I started getting them. And been getting them again for the last 5 years. But so today I just worked for most of the day. We ran the smoker today and made up some brisket. And that came out really good. I'm impressed how well that came out. And other than that, Now on else to report. All right, this is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency regulator which you use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Matt, George, and Bob for checking in tonight and say 73s. Anyone? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody else has jumped in there, I think. Let's see if he's listening there. K3TFE, do you copy? You want to check in tonight? If you do, go ahead.
E2AIT repeater. K3TFE in the Echolink system. Perfect timing. I was watching The Good Wife. Although I can't see how much good she is, but that's beside the point. That's typical. Hey, we had experienced almost 60 degrees here today in Pittsburgh, and currently it's about 54 degrees. I had gone out today and did some business without a jacket or a sweater or anything. I can't say I had spring fever, but the notion was there. To have that sun beat on you, and you didn't have to warm the car. Well, you get the idea. Hey, I came in late, and I want to say hello to everybody, and wish everyone a good evening here. And we'll hand it back over there. We're doing fine here. We've loafed for 2 days. I live such a shameful life. I kept these cushions warm on the couch practically for both days. Back over to net control from KA3TF and the B. Over.
Okay there, Bill. Well, you were a bit warmer than we were. We were above freezing for the most part. Some of us got up to around 50. I think today's high here was in the 40s, low 40s. I can't be sure. I know at one time I walked by, it said 41 or something. So I don't think it got much higher than that here in Booneville, but surrounding areas at different temperatures, so. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. I'll do one last call up before I close the net. Is there anybody else who wants to check in? All right, hearing nobody else, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur. I'd like to thank Kevin, Matt, George, Bob, and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2 AIT. Clear.
All right, this is KD2 FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system because I have to go record my weather forecast. And hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73, KD2 FPM is clear.
This is K2JWC. I will be clearing this repeater also through Echolink. And thank you, everyone, for allowing us to use Echolink and be able to come up and join you guys on the nets every night. KD2JWC is clear.
Echolink repeater KD2AIT, KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system. Good evening.
Swiss, KB2 Kilo Charlie for the Natick County, Shenandoah. Swiss, KB2 Kilo Charlie for the Natick County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm saying, currently on the 145-17. Station for Afghan, coming out there. Good evening, no traffic. Kilo Charlie 2, Quebec Romeo. Thank you for checking in. KC2 QQR, how are you reading over tonight here, over? You got a little bit of static in there mixed in, but overall, you're not that bad. I can still make you out just fine. Okay, thanks a lot. Do appreciate the info. Thanks for checking it out, Ken. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for us, Ken? We're there without traffic.
KB2KOJ, sir.